You're listening to SBS News.
For the first time, Australia is going nuclear. With help from the United States and Britain, it's to build a fleet of nuclear-powered submarines. Greens leader Adam Bandt has called it the worst security decision in decades. He's told the ABC his party will fight the move.
It's a dangerous decision that will make Australia less safe by putting floating Chernobyls in the heart of our major city, increasing the risk of nuclear war in our region, and putting Australia right in the firing line. It's a terrible decision.
As part of a landmark security pact with the US and Britain, Australia will scrap a $90 billion deal with a company based in France to build 12 conventional submarines in Adelaide. It will instead build at least 8 nuclear-powered subs there. France has slammed the decision. In a statement, the French government says the move is contrary to the spirit of cooperation that prevailed between the two countries. It goes on to say,
the American choice to exclude a European ally and partner such as France from a structuring partnership with Australia at a time when we're facing unprecedented challenges in the Indo-Pacific region, whether in terms of our values or in terms of respect for multilateralism based on the rule of law, shows a lack of coherence that France can only note and regret.
China's embassy in Washington has reacted to the new security pact, a spokesperson stating that countries
should not build exclusionary blocks targeting or harming the interests of third parties. In particular, they should shake off their Cold War mentality and ideological prejudice.
A former Rear Admiral in the Australian Navy, James Goldrick, says the decision to change Australia's defence capability is due to the increasingly challenging environment in the Indo-Pacific region. He says China, through its actions, contributed to the decision. He says the French-designed diesel-electric submarines need refueling and can only go at speed for a short time. In comparison, nuclear submarines can remain underwater indefinitely and maintain high speeds. The stealth capability of nuclear submarines, he says, is invaluable.
The great advantage of a nuclear submarine is if it's out there and you don't know where it is, but you know it's out there, it becomes a factor. You cannot ignore it. If one of them goes hunting and is well handled, it creates enormous problems for the maritime units which it's stalking. And you really cannot operate without making provision to deal with that submarine.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says an invitation for China to talk with Australia about the pact or other matters remains open. He's already spoken with New Zealand's leader. Jacinda Ardern's confirmed the submarine fleet won't be welcome in her country, which is staunchly nuclear-free. She says the new defence agreement won't change New Zealand's strong ties with the three nations involved.
We have worked hard, as Australia has done, to ensure greater engagement by the United Kingdom and the United States in our region. But our lens will always be from that of a Pacific nation and our view on what is best for our region. We want peace, we want stability, and we want a rules-based order that is preserved in our region.
Former Labour Prime Minister Paul Keating says the agreement will see a further dramatic loss of Australian sovereignty. But opposition leader Anthony Albanese has welcomed the new alliance.
A US alliance is our most important, and the UK, of course, is our old friend. So it makes sense in terms of efficiency and in terms of maximising the positive output that we engage across our three nations to make sure that there is maximum interoperability available.
Independent Senator Rex Patrick says there must be rigorous scrutiny of the decision to build nuclear submarines before the next federal election. The former Submariner has told the ABC he'll push for a Senate inquiry to look into all aspects of the decision.
If it's a US submarine, they have highly enriched uranium in their reactors, and that creates a proliferation issue in terms of Australia standing up saying no one should have this sort of fuel available to them. yet we might end up having to have that on our submarines. So many issues that need to be looked through.
The federal opposition has asked to be involved in all decisions on the nuclear submarine deals in the lead up to the next election. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.